From the fight capital of the heavyweight division in Central Europe to boxing rings around the world, this is OTG, Heavyweights of Boxing Talk, the first official spin-off series of the On the Grind Boxing Podcast on the On the Grind Talk Radio Network. Join your host, Nino Chelik, each week as he's joined by a member of the On the Grind Boxing team to bring you the best in heavyweight boxing talk. And now, here's Nino.
Welcome to OTG Heavyweights of Boxing. Because there was no main show last Sunday, I'm bringing on Willa to discuss all the matters in boxing. So this will not be an exclusive heavyweight show. Hey, Willa, how is it going?
It's going great, Nino. It won't be an exclusive heavyweight show, but it will be an exclusive OTZ show because the man, the correspondent for the people, the man of the people, D. Willa Wilson, is here. As always, enjoy coming on with you, Nino. You're the king of heavyweight talk, and I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. So heavyweight-wise, there is no real news except this one thing that David Haye joined forces with Richard Schaefer, who is doing now his own promotion, Ringstar, I think. And yeah, those two are going to do fights. And this Bellew fight is already the first cooperation between those two. So Haye says he wants to do five fights, then he's going to retire. So yeah, you think this move from Haye was a good one, joining with Schaefer?
Yeah, I would say it was. First off, you know, last time I was on here, we talked about Bellew, and I said I thought he was a black guy, and I thought he was a mixed cat. That's what I thought, he was a mixed cat, but you said, no, he's from over there. And I saw him again. It is exactly the guy that I'm talking about. But if, you know, if you, Chug always talks about people that get that edge up, that line up, and Bellew has a crisp, crisp edge up. That's why I thought he was mixed, because his barber is so good. So my bad on that. I seen him knock some boys out, him and Haye. They'll probably be a good fight. Haye should probably win. But yeah, if Haye's signing on, that's like, you know, he went from the 10th, the 15th man on the roster to the number one man on the roster. So that's good for him. He's trying to get paid, you know. So money-wise, it's good to be the number one. But we'll see how it ends up. But I would, you know, I can't get mad at that.
Yeah, I also think it's a good move by Haye, because Schaefer will help him to get some of the bigger fights in the U.S. because he has a lot of contacts there. So that will make it definitely easier to maybe get a fight in the U.S. because I don't think he ever fought in the United States, did he? I don't think so.
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, so that would be a smart move for him. Maybe try to get, I don't know, Deontay Wilder, somebody like that. Maybe he has to pick up a title first, but then he could do the Wilder fight. And yeah, Richard Schaefer could probably help him. I mean, Schaefer is not the most liked guy, especially Shug hates him, but yeah, he is a smart businessman, and he'll help the career of David Haye. So he's got five fights left. Yeah, as long as he doesn't waste them, then he can make an impact and make some good money and then retire for good. So that's a good move for him. So another thing that has happened is Uriorkis Gamboa signing with Golden Boy Promotions, actually. So 50 Cent didn't do anything for his career. So he had just two bullshit fights, and I don't know what's up with 50 Cent. Is he still a promoter, or?
Oh, I don't know. I believe so. I mean, he's promoting Soulja Boy versus Chris Brown. So I mean, he's promoting something. Maybe he's just going to celebrity boxing. Who knows?
Yeah, he hasn't done anything for Gamboa, who had some gym fight. I saw that he attacked a guy outside of the ring. Did you see that footage on YouTube?
No, I didn't. But it doesn't surprise me. I think Gamboa's probably washed up. You know, this is good for, I think it's good for Golden Boy. You know, I guess it's good for Gamboa, but he's, you know, we saw he's fighting bums. Last time we saw him, I think against Crawford, he got washed. You know, he's a guy like Broner, but Broner still hasn't been beaten like he has, but he's a guy like Broner that didn't fulfill his potential. And, you know, so it's good for Golden Boy to have somebody with a name. People do know his name because, you know, at one point he was exciting. And, you know, he has a name and he has a and he does come to fight, you know, no, regardless. So it's good for Golden Boy to have somebody that they can put out there to put on a good show and maybe be the gatekeeper, you know. But it's not that big of a deal. Gamboa is washed to me.
Yeah, I mean, problem with Crawford was maybe the size. So Crawford is a huge guy compared to Gamboa, who is pretty short, stocky more. And I think that Gamboa shouldn't fight above 130. So when he was fighting Crawford at 135, he was like at a pretty severe disadvantage there. But he gave him some problems actually in the first couple of rounds. So those were pretty even. So it wasn't the worst performance by Gamboa, but I think he should move back to super featherweight. And yeah, the way this division is looking right now, there are some good fights that can be made. So he can fight people like Francisco Vargas and Miura would also be a good action fight. I mean, Golden Boy doesn't do too many fights with top rank, but hey, why not put him in with Lomachenko? That's a good fight. Lomachenko and Gamboa, two Olympic gold medalists, great technicians. I think that would be definitely a great fight.
No, I think he would get washed up, man. I mean, I don't know. Gamboa just, maybe it's because, I mean, he did beat Toledo, right? So
yeah, easily.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I don't know about, you know, Gamboa's, I don't know, maybe it's just because 50 Cent let him die out there. Maybe that's what it is that's on my mind. But for some reason, I'm seeing Gamboa get beat up by Crawford, then looking not too good against a bum like he was washed up. So, I mean, but maybe I'm tripping. So, well, you know, he only has that one loss, right?
Yeah.
Does he have a...
No, just the one.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. This could be good. You know, like you said, 130, Lomachenko, I guess. Yeah. Salido, yeah. I mean, yeah. We'll see. I can't, you know, we'll see. That's what I'll say about Gamboa. We got to see. He hasn't proven to me. I thought he was going to be the man, and he didn't take that next step. So he could be a gatekeeper, I think, an exciting gatekeeper.
Yeah, I think he made a good move by going to Golden Boy. So 50 Cent didn't do anything for his career. Golden Boy is going to get him some fights. Maybe they'll just cash him out, build him up, have him a huge fight against, I don't know, likes of Lomachenko. Well, probably get beaten, but nonetheless it's a good fight for Lomachenko and the boxing fans. I mean, those two guys are great technicians, they have power, so it's definitely also maybe a step up for Lomachenko. One guy that he shouldn't fight is Mikey Garcia is definitely too strong for Gamboa, and also Garcia is fighting at 135, so Gamboa should stay away from that weight class and just go for 130, fight for a title this year, and yeah, maybe he has some good fights left in him. He's 35 right now, so basically the same age as we are.
Yep, he's my age, and he hasn't done it. It's over for me.
Yeah.
You know, hey, if I haven't, yeah.
You're slowing down a little?
I'm not slowing down, but well, yeah, I'm at my max, so if I haven't made it yet, you know, my max ain't going up anymore, you know. You can't take it to a new, I mean, you can take it to a new level. If he's willing to take it to that new level, to that next level, if you know what I mean.
He gets some, you know, supplements.
Yeah, yeah, he can get enhanced. But at 35, I mean, you are what you are. And Gamboa proved that he's a pretty good fighter to watch, but not a champion, a true champion.
Right, so that basically covers the news section. So looking forward to this weekend. There's actually a lot happening. It's first real big weekend of the year, and we got the HBO card in Indio, California, where Takashi Miura and Francisco Vargas will be fighting on the same card. Those two had this great fight I think in 2015, was it, this fight of the year. Total slugfest, knockdowns on all sides, and Miura got beaten in the end by Vargas, who is the super featherweight champion at WBC. So both will be fighting good guys. I mean, not elite guys. I mean, both aren't really elite either. So Vargas, who is a very exciting fighter, he'll be fighting Miguel Berchel, who is 30-1. So he's a worthy challenger. And yeah, I think that Vargas got screwed a little bit last time against Salido with the draw. I think he won the fight. So nonetheless, Berchel from Mexico, he's interim champion in WBO. So he didn't fight too many known guys, but he'll come to fight. He's a good puncher with 27 knockouts out of 30 wins. So that looks like a good action fight. And Miura will be fighting Miguel Roman, who is on a pretty good winning streak. Very experienced, has only been knocked out once, even though he's got 11 losses. So he has a good chin. So that will be a good fight card from HBO. So yeah, maybe you'll DVR it or something like that and we'll watch it later.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll check that out just to see. You know, they're not, like you said, they're not exciting fights, but like you said, both those guys are trying to knock the other guy out. So we'll probably get to see two knockouts and then they'll fight again. You know, I'm not mad at either guy, Vargas, especially for taking this fight. You know, he's coming off of two tough fights. Like you said, he fought the Japanese guy. I think he's Japanese. Is he Japanese?
Yeah, Miura is Japanese.
The Japanese guy. And then he fought Salido, right?
Yeah.
And he was supposed to win, but it was sort of, you know, Salido is the king of cheat, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, he got another draw. So, you know, he's taking a little time, you know, just giving the fans a little showcase. And that's good. And it looks like, you know, usually these guys are on the same card. Think we'll probably look for a rematch at their next fight.
Definitely.
You know, which would be good. So, you know, it's always good to see two KOs, and that's what's probably gonna happen.
Yeah.
Even with the old guy that hasn't gotten knocked out before, but you know, that Japanese guy's coming to put in some work.
Probably. So those could be some pretty good action fights. Pretty sure that's why they put it on the card and to hype up the rematch. So yeah, I would suggest to everybody to DVR it because there is this bigger and more interesting card. I think it's on Showtime. Has to be on Showtime. Rematch between Carl Frampton and Leo Santa Cruz. So you got some stakes also in that fight from what I've heard. So yeah, is the bet with Paddy still on?
Is it on? I mean, I think it is. I haven't really had 100% confirmation from Paddy, have I? He said he didn't want to on the show. And then I heard him say, saw something on Facebook, but I really, you know, I don't know if it's on, but I think it's on. I think we're good. So I'll reach out to Paddy before it starts to make sure we're 100%, but I'm not changing. I'm not wavering. I see King of LA, you know, regaining his title.
Uh-huh. So
hard fight.
Yeah. So you think what kind of tactics will Santa Cruz employ this time? Because he said he'll try to box a little more.
He's gonna box.
Yeah. You believe that or?
No, I think he'll try to box a little more, but I don't think it's gonna end that way. I think he's gonna have to just throw punches like he always does. But he saw what he needed to do last time, so I believe in his skill. But he's not gonna outbox Frampton. He's just gonna have to beat him up.
Mm-hmm. So in the end, you think he'll just go back to his volume punching and try to...
Probably after the fourth round.
Okay.
He's going to try at first to try to box. That ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to have to put on the gas.
He lose those rounds again. So it's not good if you're already down after four rounds.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily saying he's going to be down, but he's going to be getting outboxed. So that ain't going to make no sense. I think he's going to touch him. You know, Frampton isn't always at a high-paced guy, you know. You get a couple of shots in, a good shots, good power shots, and you could be getting outboxed, but still maybe win a round and just say, hey, this ain't working. And just trying to put those, you know, put his size and his punching together, you know. So we'll see. I'm just sticking with my guy. It is what it is. Frampton's coming off an excellent year. No disrespect to him.
Fighter of the year.
I don't think he's got what to say. Yeah, fighter of the year. So, and I said it, you know, on our mystery episode that got put on like 1 hour before the show, last show, so nobody probably heard that one. But, you know, I gave him his respect, his proper dues, you know, fighter of the year. Before that even came out, I said he was the fighter of the year, so no hate towards him, but I'm rolling with the USA this time.
USA King or Mexico?
Oh, he's the King of LA, so that's USA.
Mm-hmm.
And Mexico. I'm just rolling. I'll say this, I'm rolling with North America.
Okay, cool. So we know that Frampton can hurt Santa Cruz. So he wobbled him a little bit. First fight, which round? I think second or fourth round. I don't know.
Yeah, it was very early. Yeah. So, I mean, you wobble somebody early and then you don't get them out of there. That means, what does that really mean? It means you got them with a good shot. Okay.
Okay, you know but what I'm saying? Can Santa Cruz also hurt Frampton, you think?
No, he didn't. I mean, he didn't. I think he can. No, I don't think he can. He's going to have to land a lot of punches. You know, his punches got to build up. He's a guy that's throwing a lot of punches, trying to get you out of there late. And I think he's not going to be able to get him out of there. He's definitely not going to be able to get him out of there. And he's not going anywhere either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Patty says I think I heard Patty change up. He said it was going to be a knockout. Then he said it wasn't because he was going to box.
Yeah.
He said because Santa Cruz is going to box, he's not predicting a knockout. Yeah.
Right. Yes. First, he predicted when Santa Cruz would come straight at him that Frampton would counter him and then knock him out. But then with Leo changing his tactics, he'll just go for the win. So does that change your bet?
It's no way.
Does Frampton have to knock him out to win?
No. Frampton don't got to knock him out. We're not changing the bet. I just picked Santa Cruz to win, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, Santa Cruz hasn't been fighting like he has been for 10 years, and then all of a sudden he's going to become this expert boxer, you know, so, yeah.
Hmm.
He's coming forward. After the third or fourth, he's coming forward for sure.
Yeah.
But he's learned too. You know, you got to learn. Both guys learn. I don't think, you know, I think Frampton is what he is. I think he showed he's going to be the same guy as he was last time.
Mm.
And I think a few little moves here and there, and Santa Cruz does way better in the fight. So,
yeah, I mean, Santa Cruz probably isn't going to learn to box all of a sudden. So he's more the volume guy. So I don't see him doing too much better in this fight. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. But I think in the end, Carl Frampton is just too good, too technical. And yeah, he's got better movement, better feet, punching power. It's pretty similar. So yeah, I'm going with Carl Frampton by decision. And you're going with Santa Cruz decision probably.
Yeah, I'm going with Santa Cruz decision. Make sure you contact Patty Mayonnaise and tell him to let me know that the bet is 100%. You know, reach out to me.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the only fight on the card. Actually, we got a good undercard fight between Mikey Garcia fighting for the WBC lightweight title against title holder Dejan Zlatikanin, who you might not have heard of. But he's a solid guy. He's unbeaten. He's from Montenegro. He beat Ricky Burns for some international title. And yeah, he also knocked out Ivan Ratcatch, the guy that they tried to build up on Showtime. And Zlatikanin just demolished him in four rounds. So he's no pushover. And I talked to Syme actually about it, who still doesn't want to come on. But yeah, we were chatting on the phone. And yeah, he says that Mikey Garcia has to be on his A game against this guy and that he's no pushover. So what do you think about this fight by Mikey Garcia against Zlatikanin?
Oh yeah, we saw that guy, like you said, on Showtime, put on the show, right? First Monte Carlo, and I don't know I think that's probably how you say their names. I think he's from Monte Carlo, right?
No, Montenegro.
Montenegro, first Montenegroan champion, correct?
I think so.
So they were
hyped.
He was the guy in there crying, you know, yeah, like he was, he looked pretty good. So yeah, Mikey Garcia, who just disappeared, you know, we're talking about Andre Ward disappeared for 2 years. Mikey Garcia just disappeared, you know. He was one of the up and coming dudes for a second there. And I still think he is, but Sam's correct. You know, he's usually not correct, but he is this time. Mikey Garcia is going to have to be on his A game, and we'll see if he has it. And if Mikey Garcia is the old Mikey Garcia, it's going to he probably knocked this guy out. But if any, because this guy's coming to fight, so he's going to have to fight. So it's going to be a good fight, you know, no doubt. This is an action-packed weekend, really, you know, of fights. This is a good fight also. So I'm going to pick him Mikey Garcia because he's, you know, at their best, he's better.
Yeah.
But if he's not at his best, he might go to sleep.
Hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah, it will be a good fight and a good measuring stone for Garcia, who since he disappeared, he only did one fight against Elio Rojas, who isn't the world beater, and he knocked him out pretty quickly. And yeah, at 135, I think he can dominate the division. I think so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's the best. At his best, he's one of the best fighters in the world. But he disappeared for a second, so
yeah,
we don't know if he's still that good.
No, I think he's still that good. So he's also
he's
still pretty young. He's 29, so that's not as bad disappearing when you're still in your 20s. I mean, when you disappear from in your 30s, then you come back in your mid 30s. That's not looking good, but it's all good with him. He's still in his 20s. He's young. He's big for the weight class. So 135, yeah, should be a wrap, I think. I think that he'll, I don't know, I haven't seen Zlatykanin get really tagged too much, so I don't know how his chin is, but Garcia will definitely win. I think, yeah, Garcia has the potential to be one of the best guys, pound for pound, definitely. So, yeah, I'm picking Mikey Garcia, maybe with a late stoppage, and from then on, yeah, he should try to get title fights against Linares, Flanagan, people like that. I think Linares would be a good fight, but I think it would break him down. So there's really nobody in the division that can step up to or stand up to Mikey Garcia. And I think when he has done his business at 135, he'll move up to 140. So that's a pretty decent move up in weight already, because he started in the featherweights, and then go up to 140. That's a lot of pounds. So,
yeah,
you think he'll has a chance also at light welterweight 140?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, he's got a chance everywhere. This guy's still, seeming, you know, he's so yeah, he's definitely got a chance. He's got a chance at any weight. But who needs him, like I said before, is Lomachenko. You know, Lomachenko is going to need to fight this guy before he steps up.
Mm.
Or Lomachenko's not going to have fought anybody. You know what I'm saying? This is Lomachenko better. I think that Lomachenko better step up quickly before this guy leaves. Because if he leaves, then Lomachenko's just going to be another Triple G. Except this time, there's not going to be anybody to fight. You know, Triple G is going to be beat everybody, and everybody else is going to be bummed. You know, 130, 135 isn't full of killers. So he needs this. So I think that's what they should make happen. Me, yeah. Personally.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's a super fight for Lomachenko against Mikey Garcia, because there's no real big names out there. I mean, Terence Crawford too big, Pacquiao too big. Mikey Garcia is also bigger than Lomachenko, but I think they could agree on the weight. And I see that fight happening, but it's no easy fight for Lomachenko, I think.
No. I don't know if Lomachenko wins. I'm just saying, if he does win, you know, I'm not necessarily saying he wins. I'm just saying, if he wants to be considered one of the greats, he has the skills to be, but if he doesn't really have the fights to be, you know what I'm saying? So if he wants to be considered one of the greats, he needs to step up. So this guy, this is really his only chance, is what I think. Because you'll say, from now on, we'll say, Lomachenko, who do you beat?
Yeah.
Nobody. He hasn't beat anybody. But he, you know, he's also young. But there's nobody coming up either, so.
Yeah, maybe start off with Gamboa and then fight Garcia, so.
Yeah, that's two good wins, eh? You know.
That would be decent.
Now you could be talk about pound for pound. But until then, I can't put him on a pound for pound for beating. Maybe he can maybe barely make it, but, you know, he's lost to Salido.
Was it cheating, Salido? And also.
It's okay. I don't care. You know who you're fighting. You're fighting Salido. You know what's coming. So, you know, he thought he was young enough. I mean, he thought he was more mature in the game than he was, you know.
Mm.
You've got to be seasoned vet to beat Salido. You got to be seasoned for that.
Yeah.
Lomachenko wasn't seasoned at that time.
Mm. I still hope the rematch happens against Salido and Lomachenko beats him up this time.
Nah, Lomachenko probably needs five more fights to beat Salido. By then, Salido will be 40 years old. He's not ready for that, man.
Yeah, come on.
He hasn't seen that. It's a different level of cheating. You got to be seasoned. He ain't seasoned. He fights Mike now. If he fights Mikey Garcia and wins, then he can come back and beat Salido.
Hmm.
But he needs more fights before he can step up to Salido's level.
Hmm. Yeah.
Professionalism.
I think that if he beats Garcia and Gamboa and Salido, he has a good case for pound number one. I think so.
Yeah, definitely. If, as long as Ward isn't still fighting, he's definitely got a good case.
Yeah, Ward. If Ward wins the rematch against Kovalev clearly, then maybe. But
he's probably going to KO Kovalev. Y'all be looking for me. Y'all be looking for me to make that prediction if the fight happens. KO.
All right. I'll take the bet this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I think got it pretty much covered. So, thanks, Willa, for taking the time and doing this little replacement show instead of the main show.
Oh, no, no problem. You know, like I said, it's my pleasure. The boxing game is looking good. You know, Shug started the year off pooping on it. But, you know, we've got that a post from Junior in the Facebook group. You know, we got Santa Cruz, Frampton, Wilder's fighting, Golovkin Jacobs, Garcia Thurman, Broner's fighting, Cotto Kirkland, Lemieux Stevens. And then we got the fight this weekend with Vargas and Miura showcasing. That's in the first three months. So this year, 2017, starting off good, you know, starting off real good. Hey, Nino.
Yeah.
Curtis Stevens, what was his last fight? Didn't he get, do you remember? Did he get like cheated maybe?
I know that he has this fight against Lemieux scheduled.
It wasn't against Lemieux, right?
No, but he has this fight scheduled against him. So they'll fight on ESPN.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good fight.
Action fight. Yeah, it is. I'm trying to see Curtis Stevens. I'm trying to remember who he fought last time.
Let me look it up.
I think it was a good fight.
Yeah, he fought against James De La Rosa.
Okay. De La Rosa is all tatted up?
I think so. Yeah, it was the undercard of, what was it? It was in Las Vegas. Let me just look it up.
Not Ward, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It might have been. Maybe that is what it was.
Yeah, so you've been cheated. There. You've been there.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw it. That's right. That makes somebody got cheated that fight. I can't remember who it was.
I think he beat him pretty clearly.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won, but I lost point for low blow. But he still won on points. But De La Rosa gave a good fight. Gave him a good fight. So,
yeah, I thought it was a good fight. So yeah, you know.
Yeah, against Lemieux would be a good fight.
Yeah, definitely. We got we got some pretty good fights 2017.
For sure.
At least two a month. So, yeah. Starting off good, no matter what the naysayers say.
Right. So hopefully there'll be a main show on Sunday. And in the meantime, also check out OTG on the social media sites.